Hi, this is Graham from The Harbor, and today is the 14th day of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. There's a bigger conversation to be had about the epidemic of domestic and sexual violence, and men need to be involved in it. The underlying causes of gender-based violence is rooted in the ways women and girls have been viewed and treated in our society. Men are socialized to view women as objects, and that they are of less value than men. Additionally, our society has conditioned us to expect men to behave a certain way, that showing emotion is a sign of weakness unless it's anger, or that men should always be the dominant partner in a relationship, or else he's considered to be whipped or a beta male. This conditioning begins early in childhood and is reinforced when we use gender-based attributes to bully or discriminate, saying things like, "You throw like a girl," "Boys will be boys," "If he hits you, it's because he likes you," or "man up" when a child expresses their emotions. Socializing boys to suppress their emotions causes damage that echoes both inwardly and outwardly. According to the World Health Organization, men and boys who adhere to rigid, traditional notions of gender roles and masculinity are more likely to report having used violence against a partner. Embracing and promoting a healthy, respectful manhood prevents gender-based violence, sexual assault and harassment, bullying, and many other social issues. Please join me in this conversation about how we as men can help to end gender-based violence. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more, The Harbor's website is harbornw.org, on Facebook at facebook.com/harbornw, and The Harbor is available by phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 503-325-5735, en español llama gratis 1-855-938-0584.